The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thanks for checking out the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I'm Joy Summers, and I do a radio show on Way FM. This podcast is a recap of some of those conversations that you might have missed, and the focus is faith, family, and fun. And what you're going to hear on this podcast is some new music from an artist that we're already obsessed with. And then at the end of the podcast, you're going to hear our very own spelling bee. The funniest part of this that you need to know is that when I started quizzing producer Tom, he was so confident in his spelling of the word I gave him because my face was shocked. But my face was shocked because of how horribly wrong he was spelling it.
It's New Music Monday on Way FM.
So I'm going to play a clip of one of our new songs, very, very short. And producer Tom's going to try to guess it.
You usually give me like 5 seconds at least, right?
Yeah, and you've been surprisingly good lately.
I think I've gotten like, what, 2, 3 in a row?
I feel like he's earning his keep here. He's like, I will study your music day and night. But here's the best part. If he gets it right, he can win you a prize automatically. All you got to do is call and claim it. But if he gets it wrong, you have to earn your own prize. You ready today?
I'm ready. I'm confident.
Okay. Let me get it. I'm a little bit nervous because he's gotten so many right. I really want to stump him. Okay, here is your song this week.
Ooh, Joy. Ooh.
The song is about our Lord and Savior. Do you know
Ooh.
It? I know it's a bop, right?
Man. All right, I'm going to go with... John Reddick?
Yes!
What?
That's his name. Do you know the name of the song?
Left field. God something? God. Wait. It's coming. God.
Sing it.
Turn it around?
Yes!
Oh my goodness!
Oh, snap.
I got it!
I don't know what to do. He's just getting New Music Monday left and right. Okay.
I won you a prize. That's what I did.
You know what this means? You automatically get a prize if you're the first caller. Who's this?
Robert Williams.
Robert, you're our winner today. Yay! Congratulations.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
You're welcome, Robert.
Yeah, he really did it for you.
Right. Awesome. I've never called in and won anything. So.
Wow, well, you can't say that now, man. You did it.
There are some things that need to be professions that are not. I need someone to cut my kids' fingernails and toenails. I know that's my job as his mother, but he kicks me so hard, and no matter how much I've tried to discipline him, he will not let me do it. I'm getting a little tired of crawling in his room like 007 with a flashlight in my mouth and trying to clip those suckers while he's sleeping. I just don't understand if there's nail techs for adults, there should be nail techs for babies. I'm telling you, you would make a killing. Every relationship is going to fight about silly things. That's just what happens when you spend so much time with someone. And Tom and his wife had a disagreement that I think we should solve right here, right now.
All right, let's do it, Joy. So, yeah, I don't even know, honestly. I don't even know what we were talking about. That's the first problem.
It always starts that way.
So, out of nowhere, and it was kind of playful, she's like, don't patronize me. And when she said that, my brain automatically was like, oh, she says it weird. Patronize? I say patronize. So I told her, I'm like, oh, you say Pat, I say Pate. And then she just started busting out laughing.
That's always a good way to end it. You're like, We're disagreeing on something, but let's laugh. Patronize. I think it's patronize too.
Really? I say patronize.
But, okay, here's where I'm struggling. You say patronize?
Yeah.
Isn't that what happens when you go to an establishment? You're a patron of the place and you patronize...
Or could it be
restaurant?
Patron? I don't know. It's tomato, tomato.
Okay. I think that we clearly disagree on this too, and we can't come to a solution. Can you at least tell me what it means?
I can't even tell you what it means. I can't. I want to make a t-shirt though that says, you say Pat, I say Pate.
P-A-T-E. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Let's talk about some joyful news. A woman in California got a free couch on Craigslist and found $36,000 hidden in the cushions. The best part is she decided to give it right back. And the family said it belonged to a family member who'd passed away. They had no idea he had hidden money in the couch. And they were so kind to her that they decided to give her $2,200 of the money to buy a brand new couch. You may have seen in the news, this poor guy had a proposal ruined at Disney World.
Yeah, he was trying to propose on stage. So they have, it's not Cinderella's, it's Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing it on stage. Apparently, he got an okay from an employee. Like, yeah, go for it.
Which I wouldn't even think to do. I thought you could just ask.
Yeah, well, then he gets down on one knee and he takes the ring out. And at this point, another employee comes by and basically says, what are you doing? I think he even put his hand over the ring and like... And then, I don't know where he's like, because I guess they can't be on the stage. Because it was the stage.
It's love.
It is love. Let it happen.
Yes.
So the guy, to buffer it, was just like, well, you should do it in front of the castle. It'll be so much better.
Because he felt bad. Because he probably realized, I just literally ruined this whole proposal.
Yeah.
The girl saw it and everything.
It was ruined. So Disney saying they regret how this went down. And they offered to make it right, whatever that means.
I hope that means a Disney fairy tale wedding for free. I don't know if you've ever seen that show. It's one of my guilty pleasures. You can get married in the castle. They could get Disney for life.
Disney for life.
Actually, I think I want my proposal to be ruined. Maybe my husband can fake propose to me and we can get some stuff.
There you go.
Few things are more encouraging than seeing kids dominate the Scripps spelling bee. A 14-year-old girl named Harini won. I don't watch it. I'm not even like a sports person. And this is like people get really into the play-by-play. But something happened at the end that's never happened. They had to do a spell off.
Ooh.
That means they had to spell as many words as they could in a certain amount of time. And however many they get right, the person who got the most won. So it was really competitive. And producer Tom claims that he's an amazing speller.
Look, when I was in fifth grade, okay, I don't know how good I am now. That was, fifth grade was forever ago.
I wasn't even good in fifth grade, so we're going to test your skills.
I'm one that needs a pen and paper, though.
Yes, when they would make us stand up by our chairs, I would get so anxious because I would try to spell it in the air with my finger. I couldn't do it. Okay, here's your word. You can try to play along with
Tom. And I can't, but I can't use the paper?
No, the kids at the spelling bee don't.
Ugh.
Your word is Solarian.
Oh, God. Solarian?
Solarian.
Solarian. So, C-E-L-L, Solar, Solarian. A-R-I-O-N?
That is so incredibly wrong. I can't even.
The way you were looking at me, you were giving me hope that I actually was getting it right.
The first letter's an S. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.